talked about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. Shirley, you love Jesus. I think we all could use some good old-fashioned religion right now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
And now,
every time I'm in like a kind of like a down mood or feeling good, even I throw that on, everything goes out the window.
Our feature presentation.
That sounds good to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
in her mind, that is translated as beautiful.
She's like those American Idol people
exactly.
that audition and think they sound great.
I love Wings so much, and I also love that beer mug. Whether he's in a good mood or feeling down, he puts that on. And it goes out the window, which means that it kills good moods and bad moods alike. And I'm not really sure how a piece of music is capable of doing both.
I don't think that's what he meant at all. I think it's the opposite of what he meant. But
that is what he said, though.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I'm not smart enough to be able to translate what Mug says versus what he means.
Oh, I do that. I'm kindred spirit.
You speak Mugs?
Yeah.
Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show here for a Wednesday. Very excited about today's show because our friend Brad Williams is going to be joining us doing the showbiz for Ralph Garman today. So that'll be coming up here in a couple minutes. Flying sucks, right?
Yeah.
Generally.
There's not a good thing about flying except for maybe getting to where you're going. Getting off on the other end is, you know, you hope is worth the trip. But the airport sucks and being on a plane sucks. Two quick stories. One, Henry Kissinger gets the full, you know, anal cavity search / pat down. Going from Toronto to from Washington, D.C. to Toronto the other day.
Sweet.
Now, forget the fact that I don't expect the TSA to recognize every person that comes through their line, but he's freaking Henry Kissinger. He's a former American Secretary of State. He won a Nobel Peace Prize. He's 88 years old. He's in a wheelchair. Is he the guy the TSA needs to be taking off his clothes in an airport? Is he?
No. But
are you exaggerating?
No,
or did he just get the usual?
No, he got a full pat down.
Are you kidding?
Bend over and cough.
That's crazy.
I don't expect any of those people to recognize him.
Yeah. I mean, or to recognize anybody. Their job shouldn't be to be trying to guess the celebrity. I get that. But it does seem like if you're 88 in a wheelchair and you happen to be Henry Kissinger, it doesn't seem like you should have to go through a great deal of security.
It seems like the government should be able to take care of that by saying, you know, you served your country for a lot of years in the 40s and 50s or whatever it was. And
well, I was Secretary of State in the 70s. Okay, it wasn't that long ago.
Here's a special ID for, right. You know.
Here's a star on your passport.
Yeah, weird. That's really
you
bizarre.
Get through.
So you don't have to bend over and cough.
God. Yeah.
That's
ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it does seem like it. And thing two is, and I'm sure you
and
saw this yesterday.
And who had to do that? He's an 88-year-old. You say 88?
88, yes.
He's an 88-year-old man. I do not want to look into the darkness of that.
The crevices, right, where the drugs might be hidden.
Right.
And thing two is, and you're going to have a very visceral reaction when I tell you this if you did not hear the story yesterday, but this is true and this is happening. And Virgin Atlantic is starting to allow cell phones in flight.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Why?
I'll tell you why. And this is what's shocking to me. And this is why we may have to talk about this later. Because you know how we do, we do the Kevin Bean Scientific Survey where we put five people on hold? Well, according to the chief operating officer of Virgin Atlantic, he tells the Daily Mail in an interview, "We have listened to what customers want and connectivity in the air is always on the wish list."
Right. So he's they not, give them internet.
Yeah, give them internet. They can email. They can
obviously
text.
That's not the connectivity he's talking about. They already have that. They want to be able to use the phone.
That's going to be
this
so
is
bad.
Horrible.
Because people just can't control themselves. It doesn't matter. You can have 400 people on the plane, and 390 of them would be great. But there'll be 10 people who just will yell. They'll be saying things inappropriate. They don't care people are around them can hear. There's going
to
be fights.
Imagine having to sit and listen to somebody's conversation?
No.
For as long as they want to talk. And let's face it, this is Virgin Atlantic now, so this is not within the United States yet.
So it's like a 12-hour flight at minimum.
Exactly. And they have put some restrictions in place. They will restrict the hours that you can use it and things like that. But this looks to me like this is cracking the door open.
Oof.
If it's popular and people like it, I don't see any reason why it won't end up being on all the planes.
I'll tell you why. Because it's going to go poorly and there are going to be fights. And then they're going to have to reconsider it and say, look, some people are a-holes. They're going to ruin it for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is always how it works. I think this will correct itself.
Oh, I hope you're right.
I don't know. It certainly hasn't corrected itself in all the other places that people use cell phones. You still see people using them in restaurants and using them next to you at the ball game and everywhere else.
But I think that's why. I think that's why. I mean, you're more captive even than you are in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
On a plane.
For hours.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
And they have to speak over the sound of the engines.
And that's the other thing. You thought you heard a lot of can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Just on the ground. Imagine over the roar of an airplane engine.
No,
right?
I'm still here. for 6 hours. Oh, bad.
So, happy days.
Bad, bad, bad. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Let's burn this mother down!
Is that on the schedule?
I'm not positive we're at that point yet.
We're going to burn this mother down.
I'm not
positive. That is the plan.
Bean is going to be an internet millionaire and is going to quit.
Oh, I forgot. Today's my last day.
This is Bean's last day.
You forgot.
I totally forgot. I'm about to become the richest man in the world. Thank you, Kevin, for reminding me.
He's got a foolproof plan.
He always
does. Can't miss.
Can't miss, right?
Can't miss.
And after today, he's just going to be awash in money.
I may not even stay till the end of the show. I may tell you about it next hour and then just unplug.
All right.
In that case, buy Virgin Atlantic and change their decision.
Yeah.
I
may buy all the airlines. I may not just settle for one. I'm going to be able to afford them all with as much money as I'm going to be making.
You bought a celebrity item on eBay today. Talking about the Queen's panties.
You can't even say queen and panties.
I can't.
They're just underwear for that queen.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're probably, what do you call adult diapers?
Yeah.
They're probably those.
Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
I've seen them, by the way. They're big girl panties, as Lisa guessed. They're kind of frilly, and they do have her, you know, her crest on them. And
is that a euphemism?
That is, yes.
No. We don't know yet whether they are worn or not, but you can buy them.
Nope. You can, but nope.
What are you going to do, frame them on a wall?
Brand new citizen of the day. We have the Armenian comedian's going to be on the program today. He's got an update on how his music group has got a gig now.
Excellent.
Oh, good.
And you won't believe where.
You mean we can
it's
go see
out.
Him?
What a venue.
Absolutely, Lisa.
What a venue.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Faris will be on the program today talking about the dictator.
Adorable.
She is great.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story from Channel 4 about how your eyelashes can kill you.
I think it was Channel 2. I think it was on Channel
okay.
2 last night.
So that's good times right there.
Really?
Your eyelashes can kill you tonight at 11.
We've been here so long.
Yeah. And American Idiot tickets we have for you as well.
Cool.
And your tickets to the Black Keys also coming up. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph Garman is out for a couple of days doing his wildly popular podcast with Kevin Smith in Kentucky, of all places. So we are upgrading the humor a little bit and downgrading the height, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Brad Williams joins us in studio.
What's up?
Garman. How are you, Brad?
I'm great. Thank you, Ralph, for going to Kentucky. Now, don't be confused. He's not actually in Fontana.
That's correct.
He's not there.
He's in the real Kentucky.
He's actually in the real Kentucky, so Fontana people, don't be looking for Ralph. But I thought that I would come in and do a little substitute action, and I got a little showbiz news.
Fantastic.
We're going to start off with, I think Ralph calls her porn star Kim Kardashian.
Yes,
that's great. Yeah, well, good news keeping up with the Kardashian fan, the one out there. Kanye West will be on the show, they are reporting.
That's so exciting.
Oh, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
He will be on Keeping Up. I know I have Lisa's full attention right now.
Yeah.
Everyone else, not caring. Lisa, let's do it. Kanye will be on the show, but they're stressing that he won't be in there in a relationship role, that they will just show him.
Does that mean he won't be affectionate with her on camera? Is that what they're saying?
I guess that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get away from the whole Chris Humphries boyfriend
debacle.
Overly doing that sort of thing. But
because they know it's going to break up soon.
Yeah. But my whole thing is, it's like, okay, if you're not going to show the relationship stuff, Why is Kanye there?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to him for political commentary? is he just going to be there to interrupt Kim's speeches?
Does he just walk in the background?
Yeah.
Maybe what they're saying is they're just not going to edit him out if they go to a fashion show together or if there's a camera on them at a basketball game or something like that. He'll be seen on the show, but he won't be an integral part of the storyline is my guess.
Oh,
somehow I think Kanye is going to find a camera like in every way. Like he's going to pop up when Kim's like at family dinner just like, "Hey, guys, got some media stuff."
He's not the kind of guy that can just ignore cameras.
No.
I don't think so.
No. So, yeah. Another stellar season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Another reason to hate Ryan Seacrest. Moving on. Mike Tyson. You know what? When you have problems, when you think of good therapy, you think, let's ask Mike Tyson's opinion. Because he's a stable individual.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mike Tyson says that his one-man show, The Undisputed Truth.
On Broadway.
Which is crazy.
It makes my teeth hurt.
Hey, you know, I came over there to be a Broadway star. You know, it's going to be good.
What the hell?
Mike Tyson says if you have problems, air them publicly. And that really helped him out. That the Broadway show worked as a therapy session for him. And I'm just thinking, yeah, Mike, because we all have that opportunity.
Yeah, right.
We can all go to Vegas and just have a sold-out 1,000-seat theater looking at us for our problems. Yeah, no, it's easy. Yeah.
Plus, he's Mike Tyson, so he can air any dirty laundry he wants, and no one's going to do anything.
Right.
You and I do that, we get our asses kicked.
Yes.
So,
He's, like, people forget, convicted rapist, people.
Yeah.
That he kind of did that.
He kind of did that.
He, you know, you're just going to skip over that.
Yeah.
And he's that. Yeah, but your point exactly. If I go out saying, people, listen to my problems.
Yeah, he's an
exception. The soda fountain at Wendy's is too high. I need to talk about this. You don't care.
No,
So stop it, Mike Tyson. Stevie Wonder, according to a report, actually a self-proclaimed report, Stevie Wonder claims he is the world's biggest metrosexual.
The world's biggest metrosexual?
Yeah. Says he enjoys manicures, pedicures, going to the beauty salon. My whole thing is, how does he know?
Well, he knows if his fingers are getting worked on.
No, I mean, how does he know if he's a metrosexual? Oh, how does Stevie Wonder know? How does he know what to compare it to?
That's a good question.
How does he know? Like, oh, well, I act like a total female. Do you know?
That's a good question. Maybe just tell him he's girlish.
I guess. I mean, and by the way, this report was also confirmed by his wife. Stevie Wonder has a hot wife.
Does he?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? What a waste.
Yeah, what do you mean?
So do you think at some point, if you're blind and you're dating a chick, do you think at some point you go to your friends and you go, seriously, give me the real deal?
Yeah, like,
absolutely.
A six, wouldn't an eight, you? What am I working with here?
Wouldn't you want to know?
I guess it wouldn't matter to you at all if you just enjoyed being with the person.
But
it really wouldn't matter.
But I think it would in that as long as she was above a three, it would matter if she was a one. And you go, wow, uh-oh.
Do you guys remember in the NBA All-Star game, I think this was back when it was in Los Angeles, Stevie Wonder had courtside seats?
Yeah. That ticked a lot of people off, I bet.
Why?
Yep.
Well, I remember I was doing a comedy show one time, and a person was in the front row and had glasses on, like thick sunglasses, and I made a comment, like, why are you wearing your sunglasses at night indoors? And the woman yelled out, because I'm blind, you punk!
Oh, yeah, nice.
And my response was, then why are you in the front row?
She could sit anywhere in the room.
Yeah. Show sounds anywhere. I could have a transistor radio and you could be outside. Same show.
I took a picture with a deaf woman at the Weenie Roast and I had many questions, but I didn't ask any of them.
Are blind people as fascinated with midgets as sighted people are, Matt?
You know what? I don't think so, because for them it's like they can't tell.
They
don't get the visual gag.
They can't really appreciate the beauty.
Right.
Right.
And yeah, they just hear from a friend, hey, he's kind of little.
Right.
They don't see the big butt and the T-Rex arms.
That's
true. They can't fully appreciate it. And the head's so big that I don't have dreams, I have movies. They can't do that. But oh well, you know what? Hey, good for Stevie. Be a metrosexual.
Sure.
Do your thing. Emma Stone.
She's awesome.
In a story that is oddly erotic.
Okay.
Kinda. Says that when she was a little girl, she would do dirty things with Barbie and Ken.
that Tell me more.
That she would have them in role-playing situations, and she warns that if kids act like I did, the toys would be in highly inappropriate situations.
She seems right? the type, doesn't she?
I love her so much for that.
Isn't that a universal, though, when kids get to a certain age, if they have dolls, that they put them in those situations, they think it's funny?
Well, but see, that's the question, is when did it start?
Yeah, it could have started a year ago.
I don't know. Maybe to me that's a sign of, all right, like, don't get me wrong, Emma is this A-list actress, has done amazing work.
Great sense of humor.
Great sense of humor. I've seen her on Letterman. She's very much a lady. Maybe this is a sign that, you know, she's a little freaky.
Mm.
You know what?
I'd like to think she's freaky.
Yeah. And here's my thing. Emma Stone, if you like playing with dolls, midgets are not that much bigger.
Good point, Greg. Good point.
I'm just saying. And hey, unlike Ken, I've got something down there, okay?
You're the doll of the human world.
It's so funny. Whenever I go to like Toys R Us to get like my nieces and nephews' toys, I always look at the life-size Barbie and go,
sure,
it's an option.
Yeah. Depends on how desperate I get. I sure could do that.
Depending on how lonely I get, depending on how drunk I get, this is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And also in show business news, when you think of DJs, who do you think of?
Do you think of Pauly D.
DJ Pauly D, DJ Z-Trip, Deadmau5,
mm-hmm. Tiesto, those kind of people.
And of course, DJ Omar Khan.
Sure.
But there's a new name in DJs, a new name in hit club DJs.
Okay.
Paris Hilton, everybody.
Yeah! There's no way she's spinning.
She's spinning. Nope. She'll make her debut as a DJ in São Paulo, Brazil, at their pop music festival.
Nope.
Oh my god. She
has been reportedly spinning records for years, she says.
She doesn't mix.
Years.
Oh, please.
I didn't know that spinning records was a new euphemism for cocaine.
It turns out it is.
I had no
Stop
idea.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
And she claims she's going to be good because she's friends with several DJs.
Oh, good.
Well,
so
helps.
They've been teaching her.
She's friends with several DJs who are going to put the mixes on CD so she can just push play.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Do you really think Paris has her stacks of records
nope.
going through, trying to find the beats that she's scratching?
Nope.
Nope.
Not a bit.
Nope. Not at all. Let's hope that, I don't know, what would her DJ name be, do you think?
It has to just be DJ Whore, right?
DJ Whore, DJ Herpes was taken. I don't know.
DJ Night Vision.
Yes. good one. Let's get to celebrity birthdays. Actor Pierce Brosnan is 59 years old. Actress Deborah Winger, 57. Danny Trejo.
This is Machete.
Still a badass at 68.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to mess with him at 68.
Nope.
Heck no. Nirvana bassist Chris Novoselic is 47. David Boreanaz from Bones is 43. Actress Tori Spelling?
Mm-hmm.
Actress?
Reality TV star.
Is 39. Megan Fox, everyone, is 26. Megan Fox at 26!
Pregnant or not pregnant, Brad? What are you hearing? What are the celebrity showbiz people saying?
Don't
she will
care.
Not confirm.
Don't care. All I'm saying is if she's pregnant, still hit that. And technically, you could say you had a threesome with Megan Fox. Technically?
Yeah.
Technically?
That's
okay.
Crazy.
And
I'll make a note.
My personal favorite birthday, TV personality, Jason Wee Man Acuna is 39, everybody.
Yeah.
Little people on little people. Woo! Happy birthday, buddy. He's going to pop out of a cupcake. All right. Those are the celebrity birthdays. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter across the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 621.
Kevin, I'll stay in touch at, Christmas you'll hear from me, I guess, and maybe I'll send a birthday gift. Lisa, I'll definitely stay in touch. With Muggs, not so much. This is the end of the road for you and me, my friend. I'm sorry.
Why are you saying goodbye? What's that?
Well, today's the last day. I've had the opportunity. I've been working on the show for a long time, and it's been great, but I have the opportunity to move on and do something else.
Uh-huh.
I got an offer yesterday, and this isn't one of those lame, like, internet offers where, you know, you get to, send money to Nigeria and they send you back a lot more. This is for real. I mean, this is an actual legitimate business offer, and I'm very seriously considering taking it up, and I think I'll be making so much money it'll be pointless for me to get up at this hour of the day.
You think that's the case?
I don't have much doubt that this is a can't miss.
So this is one of those businesses from home, or what is it?
Yeah, sort of. It is. It's. I mean, it's, you know, it's internet based. I mean, it's almost impossible not to make money on the internet, as you know. You
sure.
basically just fire up your browser and the millions start coming in.
That's true.
But I'm a little bit of an internet pioneer, as you guys know. I've got some domain names. I've got some domain names that I've been sitting on that I'm ready to kind of spring into action.
You know what owning domain names that you're sitting on is? It's squatting.
And costing you money.
Yes.
That doesn't come back in any way.
Extremely inexpensive to keep a domain name for a year. As you know, it's only like $7 a year or something like that.
Right. How many do you have now?
Yeah.
I have a few.
How many?
I have more than I'm currently using on a daily basis.
See, that's the thing. You have more than 10?
Yeah.
You have more than 15?
I do.
You have more than 20.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but the point
is... He has more than 20 websites.
For how many years have you had these websites where you've done nothing?
I've been very busy, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to get HalloweenSpooks.com up and running. I mean, there could be cash to be had there.
How many of those out of more than 20are you doing something with?
Well, currently?
Yeah.
Currently.
As of right now?
Yes, technically, right now.
I think KevinandBean.com is the only one that really has anything on it, to tell you the truth.
And that one only forwards to the website.
That's KevinandBean.com. That's what we use for KROQ.com. Exactly,
right.
Yeah. But I
so you've done nothing with any of the rest of them.
Right, because I've been waiting. Look, I've been waiting to start the fire. And here's the email that I got, Kevin, that I think is going to kick my internet business into high gear. Okay. Hello, sir. We understand that you are the owner of younghotandasian.com, which, by the way, one of my favorite domain names. Still haven't technically gotten that one up and running. But there's cash to be had in younghotandasian.com. You guys agree with me on that, right?
Well, absolutely.
Potentially.
If someone were to use that website and put, I don't know, young, hot, and or Asian women on it. You might be able to make some dough, but if you own it and don't do anything with it, then no.
We have a domain name for sale in which you may be interested, MalaysiaSex.com. Since it is closely related to the keywords in your domain name, we thought you might also be interested in acquiring this one. According to Google Traffic Estimator, the keywords Malaysia Sex received over 135,000 global searches every month, thus making this a high premium domain. So, in other words, what happens is that people type in Malaysia Sex because, you know, they're planning their Christmas vacation with their family to Thailand.
Sure.
And if I have MalaysiaSex.com, which, of course, I'm now going to buy, then I, you know, get that right at the top and people click on it for days.
Right. But then what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with MalaysiaSex.com?
Right.
What am I going to do with it?
Yeah. What are you going to put on it?
What's part two of my plan?
Well, you have to make money on it, right?
Like, so you buy it, and then people click on it, and then what?
Well, what some people do is they solicit advertising from businesses that are associated with the domain name. In other words, you would have 20, 50, 100, who knows how many links on there that people could click on that would actually go to sites that have to do with, you know, sex trade.
So you're going to be a porn magnet.
Well, I mean, this is just one example. I'm going to have a broad portfolio.
I think porn magnet.
Haven't we all tripped across those kinds of websites accidentally and went, oh, that's what that is, and then
move on?
And then, gotten away and tried to find what we're really looking for?
Unless you were actually interested in information on, in this case, Malaysia Sex, in which case you might very well click on some of the links that would be on that page.
What are on there now?
I don't know. I haven't been to it yet. I don't think anything's on it now.
Okay.
That's a good point. I guess I should have done some research on that. I haven't actually been to it.
If the person that wants to sell it to you, if this website was making so much money, and why would the person want to sell it to you?
Yeah.
Why would they not keep it and just rake in the cash?
They may not be as smart as I am. They may not have thought it through the way that I have, because I can see the potential of this, and maybe they didn't. I'm feeling guilty that I'm kind of taking advantage of them a little bit.
What are some of the other websites that you own?
Technically, the ones that I have right now?
That you're not doing anything with, yes.
Literally.
Well, of course, I have andygibb.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Singer from the 70s. I have England Dan and John Ford Coley.com, singers from the 70s. I also have RalphStanley.com, bluegrass legend.
What? Nothing within the last 50 years?
Well, he's still alive. I have stronglywordedletter.com.
All right.
See, that could be amusing, but you've done nothing with it.
You're not using that?
I'm technically not using that.
Okay, how many of these that you mentioned so far are you doing something with?
Well, none yet.
Keep going.
ChristmasMusicEveryday.com. I still have that.
Okay.
I have RecordTheEdmundFitzgerald.com.
No one wants that.
I have GrandTheftPluto.com.
Oh, my God.
Do haven't not.
Haven't really decided what to do with Grand Theft Pluto, but I thought it was an awesome name. I have MulletHallOfFame.com.
Well, now that one is easy to do something with, right?
I can't figure out what to put on that one, though.
Yeah.
I have, well, I also, I went ahead and registered, you know, BeanLovesDeath.com and BeansDeathCorner.com in case we ever wanted to do something with that. I have that.
And by we, you mean you, and it's not going
to
happen.
Well, I meant if we wanted to do something for the show.
Right, but it's never going to happen.
But look, here's my point, is that a lot of times, you know, I would think, you know, a lot of times you, like I search things through Google. I just put it in my Google browser. Apparently, millions of people around the world, if they're looking for something, they just type it into their browser and add .com after it,
okay,
for instance. And that's why MalaysiaSex.com has the potential to be to really bring some traffic in.
All right.
And I think that's going to be the linchpin of my new empire, and that's why I'm saying goodbye today.
But you haven't bought it yet.
Right.
Okay.
Is it?
Maybe is saying goodbye before you buy it premature.
No, I don't think so.
How much is the site?
How much, yes. That's my question.
How much do you guys think it's worth?
I'd say $20.
I mean, if someone's trying to sell it to you, clearly they haven't made any money off it.
$100.
And so they
tops.
Think they're going to make money by selling it to you.
Or maybe they're just cashing out. Maybe they have so much money at this point, Lisa.
Yeah, no, that's
that
usually happens.
Cashing out because it's more trouble than it's worth to figure out where to stack it all.
You know? That usually happens is what people get rid of sites because they are so tired of all the money.
I would like top out it. I don't know.
$300.
Really?
$300? Are you kidding me? For Malaysia's sex?
Very top.
Do you know how popular Thai teenagers are? Come on.
Are you selling those?
Do you want to promote that? Do you want to promote sex with Thai teenagers?
Well, that is a good point.
18 and 19 year olds, of course, only $7,500.
Are you kidding?
Sounds very reasonable to me.
Are you kidding?
Are the biggest sucker that has ever lived.
I think you can make that back in 20 minutes.
You are the biggest sucker that has ever lived.
I'm looking into it right now.
You're considering it.
I'm thinking about it. I think it's a pretty good
$7,500?
You are so stupid.
It cost you $500 less than that to not go with Scarlett Johansson to
true.
A movie premiere.
But at least this way I get something out of it, Lisa.
You're not gonna do anything with it.
With all the yelling, Kevin, you're very close to not getting a birthday gift next year.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
You may not hear from me till Christmas. I'm telling you, I'm saying goodbye, and MalaysiaSex.com is going to be the new answer for me.
But you haven't bought it yet.
I think I'm going to do that right now.
Gone to the website yet.
$7,500. Nor can you verify their claims.
I think it sounds like a good deal.
Well, you should go for it then.
I will.
Good luck, and it's been good working with you.
Lewis helps it along out to Doughty. Doughty looking for a shooting lane. Scores!
Oh.
That may have been deflected out in the slot area. It goes off the post and in, and Los Angeles once again has the all-important first goal.
There you go from last night. Very excited. World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 638.
This is why you said they can't lose the cup.
Never
this
said
is why
that.
You said it's clear sailing from here on out. You win the first two
did
in the second round,
that.
You practically have already skated the cup.
I would never say that.
How about tickets to go to the K-Rock Advance screening of Men in Black 3? We got those for you coming up in the Showbiz Beat here on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we're going to hook you up with Black Keys tickets for Staples Center and Honda Center. Those shows are not till October, but we're giving them away now. And a key that could start the Black Keys minivan right off the album cover for El Camino. Details at K-Rock.com. Your chance to win coming up on the Kevin.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I don't know how Mother's Day went for you. But in Iowa City, an Illinois family spent part of Mother's Day in jail. According to the criminal complaints, Iowa City police officers were called to Donnelly's Pub at 1:22 a.m. on Mother's Day. And the kid was shoving people and pushing and turning over tables.
Mm-hmm.
So the police arrested him. And then the dad, who was also at the bar, started yelling at the cops and started pushing the cops. Hey, you can't arrest my son.
Oh, that's good.
So the cops arrested the dad, at which point the mom, who was also there on Mother's Day, started yelling at the cops. Now, the cops told her 10 different times, please stop yelling at us. We arrested your son and your husband. We will arrest you, too. She wouldn't shut up. She kept yelling, and they arrested her. And they spent the rest of the day Mother's Day.
All of them.
In jail.
Well done.
Isn't it beautiful when families stay together?
It is.
That is so nice.
I love it when you get together and go get smashed at a bar for Mother's Day as a family.
At 1:20 in the morning. So basically 23 hours of the day on Mother's Day they spent in jail together, but at least they were together.
They were together. That's
right.
Nice.
That's the important part. Here's the biggest look at me story I've ever seen in my life. Man surgically attaches iPod to his arm. This is from Houston.
I love this guy.
This guy's from Houston. I'm sure you do. Phones, keys, wallet on the short list of things you don't want to leave home without. But Dave Herbin is a 25-year-old tattoo artist from Newfield, New Jersey. And what he decided to do was he took his lightweight iPod Nano 6 and he wanted to permanently attach it to his body. Why?
He loves
because
it that much.
Why? Because the lightweight iPod 6 Nano weighs maybe an ounce, and that's tough to keep track of. So he worked in the piercing industry for a long time. So he put 4 magnets underneath his skin on his arm.
You're kidding.
No. So that it would fit perfectly so that he could just take his iPod and put it on his arm and it would stay there.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't have bands that you can wrap around that'll hold it onto your... Oh, yes, they do. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
So he wasn't really permanently attaching it, basically. He just wanted it to stay on his arm without using a strap or anything like that while
Not
he wanted to use it.
Permanently, but he does have, you know, magnets under his skin.
Which I think he's probably not going to dig out later.
No. Right. So then they said, hey, by the way, he says he received only positive feedback.
Well, he hangs out with a certain group of people.
Only positive feedback. And then the interviewer asked him, but what happens when manufacturers release a new version of the iPod, which they do, it seems like, every month or two.
Right.
A new version of the iPod. He says, I don't really use it as an iPod. I just use it as a watch.
Oh.
You could put those around your wrist.
Yeah.
There's no way to wear a watch on your wrist, Lisa. You're crazy.
They sell watches?
He doesn't use it as an iPod.
He does not use it as an iPod, which is a look at me if I've ever seen one.
Hmm.
And finally, the story that Bean will love the most. Bean, have you ever heard of Australia's subversive adult Disneyland?
No. Tell me more. It's so fascinating.
Oh, you would love it. Here's the headline. I'm just going to read you the headline, and then you tell me if you want to hear any more. Australia's subversive adult Disneyland attracts crowds with poo machine.
Oh, no, no, no.
I think Dave is the one you want to tell this to.
What's a poo machine?
It is a machine that works like the digestive tract of the body. And then every day at 2 p.m.,
like old Yellowstone.
You watch it poop?
Yeah.
That's the most regular PM in the world.
I bet it's a big one, too.
Who's going to see that in a museum? Why? Why do they have this?
No, this isn't for me. I don't do the poop.
But now it's in a museum. Now what do you
do? It's in a museum. There's 400 works of art from Egyptian mummies to a bunch of other stuff. But they do have the poo machine. Apparently, it's not for everybody because the odor is so strong.
No.
Oh, it's not real poop, though, is it?
Well, it's real. They put real food in.
Really?
Oh, I see. Then you watch it digest.
Then you watch it digest, and it does.
That's too realistic.
Yes. And if that's
it should
not
be
a
soft serve ice cream or something, is what it should be. There's a win-win that way.
That's gross.
And as if that's not bad enough, you could step out of the poo machine room and right into the vomit room.
Oh,
anyone?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Anyone?
King of Mexico is going to Australia later this year. He says he's in. He's going.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Should we give fair warning about our guest coming up after
nope.
the top of the hour, or just let it be a surprise?
Oh, surprise.
Because so many people will tune out if we say
no.
It is. Yeah, that's a good point. It's Wednesday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is out for a couple of days. Our friend Brad Williams, Funny Brad on Twitter, the star of this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness, joins us in studio for a couple of days, filling in for the Ralph Showbiz. Good morning, Brad.
Is it difficult for you two after the whole dance thing that happened on stage, you and Lisa?
No, we're professionals. I think
we're able to work through it.
We haven't been in a room alone. You know, I'm going to try not to let that happen because who knows what would happen.
Smart.
So, you know.
It's just the sexual tension. That's
yeah.
It's thick.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's thick.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
It is, let me tell you.
Brad, do you have tiny, tiny, tiny little sperm, or are those regular size?
They are swimmers.
Just try to think about that. How that
strong
would work.
Swimmers, but small.
They unlike me, can swim.
All right.
I cannot swim.
Excellent.
I can't. Big head, big butt. I'm face down, ass up. That's me. That's me.
You're a good floater.
We got a floater. All right. Before I get to the showbiz news, we have a giveaway. Yeah. How would you like to have a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Men in Black 3? That's right, the third installment of the Men in Black series. It's going to be on Wednesday, May 23rd, on the Sony lot. How great is that?
Excellent.
Yeah, such history there. If you aren't able to get the tickets, don't worry. It's comes out May 25th. Of course, Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Josh Brolin. Will Smith goes back in time.
Looks great.
And Josh Brolin does an amazing impression of Tommy Lee Jones.
I love him. I think he's
so
good.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones, one of those guys where you don't think you can do an impression of him until you see it. You're like, that's a perfect Tommy Lee Jones. So if you want to go to Men in Black 3, we're taking two callers right now. First two, get dialing 1-800-520-1067. I listen to the show so much, I know the number. It's not in front of me.
You didn't even think about it?
I just did it. 1-800-520-1067.
Kevin can't do that.
Ha! Suck it, Kevin!
She's right.
I'm so much better than you. Anyway.
You're now, right.
Getting to showbiz news. Anyone having financial problems? Do you need a loan?
I could use some money.
Mugs, you can lose some money. Obviously, all the gym equipment that you've been purchasing.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, why don't just call up Robert Downey Jr.? He's got a little extra, you know, cashish.
For what?
Now that he just got paid $50 million.
Wait, did you 50?
55. I feel like Dr. Evil. $50 million.
For what?
The Avengers.
Oh, he got a back-end deal?
He got a back-end deal, which just proves to you, once again, everything is always better in the back-end.
Back-end deal meaning,
everything.
Depending on how successful the movie
everything.
Is, he gets paid a percentage.
Exactly. And
wow.
With the box office topping $1 billion, that's billion. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr., getting paid.
Jeez.
Isn't it funny, by the way, $50 million paycheck... not overpaid, not out of line. That's reasonable.
Considering how much that made,
It made $1 billion. He's got 3 Iron Man movies. He's been amazingly successful for the Marvel franchise.
As far as I'm concerned, he was a star of this one, too.
Yeah. So I mean, because you can't pay a CGI Hulk $50 million.
That's correct.
So, but that was awesome. That was a great scene. Anyway, but the only thing is that this might get a little jealousy going with the co-stars, because they were all paid between $2 and $3 million, and Lord knows, you can't eat. With $2 to $3 million, you can barely get stuff on the McDonald's value menu with $2 to $3 million. I mean, what are you going to do in that situation?
That does have to hurt.
Man, 50!
Yeah.
50!
You know, he's paid his dues. He has been around forever.
And by dues, you mean cocaine.
Yes.
Lots of cocaine.
Heroin or whatever it was.
If anything gets him off the wagon, $50 million, that would do it. But yeah, so if you need a little change, go to Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
All right. Poison frontman Bret Michaels finally settled his lawsuit with CBS. You may remember back in the Tony Awards, I believe it was 2009 or 2010. Poison frontman Bret Michaels, he was doing a performance. Performance ended. He turned around to walk off stage, and he got hit in the head with a wall.
Yes, I do remember that.
There's a YouTube clip. Hilarious.
How did he get hit in the head with a wall?
The wall was lowering down as a set piece, and he was walking towards the back, and I guess his vision and his hat... he couldn't see because that big cowboy hat that he wears.
Sure.
That cap of douchiness that sits on top of his head. And he ran into a wall that was lowering down. That's Anderson. I don't know if that's that funny. I mean, the guy almost had a stroke because of it.
Yeah.
He did run into a wall.
He was bleeding from the brain because of that.
Sorry.
Can we try to do a serious story here, Anderson? What? Are you good? Done? All right, we're done. Still? That funny? I need Anderson Cooper in my audience at every stand-up show.
Yes.
I do need that. But yeah, finally settled the lawsuit for an undisclosed amount. But yeah, here's the thing. If you can get paid that much money for literally a one-ton wall hitting you, how much money is Lamar Odom making right now? Come on!
Yeah.
Married to Khloe Kardashian.
Sweet.
Yeah! Yeah, that was.
Hold your leg down, Apples. He would make Barbara Walters cry. Ingenious. It's absolute perfection. It is absolute genius. As clean as a whistle. As good as it gets.
God, I love it. Oh, thank you, professional
Wonderful.
Comedian. Professional comedian. Celebrity birthdays. Actor Danny Trejo. You may better know him as...
This is Machete.
Machete. He is 68 years old. Pierce Brosnan, 59. Actress Deborah Winger, 57. Chris Novoselic from the band Nirvana, of course, 47 years old. Dave Bordias from Bones is 43. Janet Jackson, 46. It's a national holiday because Megan Fox is 26
That's
years old.
That's what I'm talking about.
Brad, if you'll allow me, I'd like to present, it's been a while since we've heard it, Dave the King of Mexico's exclusive, hard-hitting, one-on-one, 60-minute style interview with Megan Fox. Do you have time for that?
Let's do it.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
There you go.
That's so hot.
That was in-depth. Thank you, Dave. Piers Morgan, look out. And, of course, I saved the best for last. You think what's better than Megan Fox? I'll tell you what's better than Megan Fox. Wee Man, my buddy Wee Man. Happy birthday, dude. He is 39 years old. Stop by Wee Man's Chronic Tacos in Redondo Beach if you get a chance. He's usually there. He's working the grill. He's got a step stool. It's awesome. Happy birthday, Wee Man. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter across the showbiz.
Green Day's American Idiot play in Southern California down in Costa Mesa. We got tickets you can win in about a half an hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, late breaking news on CBS Channel 2 last night. Your eyelashes can kill you. You can stay up to watch the report. We have highlights of that on the way this hour as well on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You can call the Afro line 323-520-AFRO 24 hours a day if you'd like to leave a message like our friend the Armenian comedian did.
First of all, I got to tell you, I got a spot in Marie Callender's in Glendale every Saturday, comedy variety by the Armenian comedian. So this is the news. So these two characters, they are in college reunion. So one of the buddies says he's a plumber, you know. So he says, what made you choose this profession as a dermatologist? Well, the other guy says, first of all, my patients never call me at night. And second of all, they never die on me. Third of all, they never get well. Another one.
Nah, I don't know if we need another one.
That was a joke?
I'm not sure we need another one.
Was that the end of that joke?
Yeah, that was the end of that joke. And then he was moving on into his second of three.
Yeah. Let's welcome Sam, the Armenian comedian, back for only the second time in just over 2 years to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're very good. Thank you.
Good. Well, last question, though. You know, it's funny, Sam. We didn't talk to you for 2 years, and I thought I was going to be so excited to have you back that I'd want to have you on every day. But I pretty much scratched that itch last time we had you on. I was pretty much done with it for another 2 years.
How dare you? He just booked the very lucrative Marie Callender's gig.
But then I found out how big your music career was blowing up, and I said, I got to hear me some more about that. So what's happening with you and the band, Sam?
Oh, yeah, we're still, you know, they're not ready yet. I'm ready as usual.
Who's not ready?
You know, my band, they are scared. They are shaking their hands and knees. We still can't do. Yeah. Oh, come on.
You're tired of your band members dragging their feet because they're scared to play.
Yeah, they are so scared.
Well, listen, it can be very daunting to face that many people at the Marie Callender's.
So, Sam, you're secure in your talent. You know that you are a front man to be reckoned with, but the rest of the band is concerned they'll look bad in comparison to your professionalism.
Yeah, that's true. I told them I cover you guys because I'm a comedian. Anything can go, you know?
Right. You know? Now, how many songs do you guys do in the set now?
I already have 8 songs, you know, I've already done with you guys in the past years, how many, you know.
Okay, so you're still doing some of the songs like this one?
So I just glanced my head to the right on Hollywood Boulevard, and man, did I see this gorgeous face that I've never seen in entire my life. And I said to myself, oh baby, I just want to look at you one more time.
Sing it if you know it.
Okay, that's fine. Are you still doing that Stone Cold classic, Sam?
Yeah.
What's that?
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Do people ever request some of the old songs, like Teenagers Stop Spraying Bullets at Each Other? Do you get a lot of requests for that one?
You know, talking about that song, do you see what's going on in the news? It's still going on. They can't get my message.
I know. I'm surprised that the world didn't get your message from that song, yeah. And it didn't solve all of the problems.
Yeah, these people are nuts.
Do you still close with the one that makes everybody cry?
Oh, mama.
This is one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life, by the way.
Did you mean my papa?
So for those of you that didn't understand that, it's he's wondering if his mom and dad met in heaven.
If they got back together when they both passed on. Yeah, it's a beautiful number.
Sam, where do you set up at a Marie Callender's? How does that gig work?
Oh, you know what? One time I was at the Marie Callender and I saw a band. I said, well, I can do a pull off here. Uh-huh. So I found out the owner is Armenian.
Right.
And I talked to him. He says, man, when you going to start?
Sure. He must have been really excited.
So I'm starting this Saturday.
This Saturday, okay.
Yeah. And then
and which Marie Callender's is it, Sam?
Glendale.
Oh, hard to believe. Glendale, okay.
And he says that I want to use you every day. Every day I have many restaurants. Oh, my God. He has 10 restaurants already.
So he owns
10
restaurants. So basically, you're just going to start a Southland tour of Marie Callender's. Every day, you're going to be at a different one.
Yeah, I'm going to have he has 10 restaurants, so I'm going to do all over. By the way, if you want to log on, it's SoCalMusicNews.com.
Right.
Okay, good. And, that's good information.
I'm already have another gig in Alpine Village every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a school charity going on in June 15.
All right.
Okay.
A lot of
information.
Oh, my
Sam,
God.
Let me ask you this question.
Comedy store, they want me really bad. I've been away from that.
Right.
So I'm just trying to recuperate myself. And
yeah, you got to recuperate, right.
Yeah. And then,
now, did they say they want you really bad, or did they just say you were really, really bad? Do you remember? Were you paying attention?
Say that again.
I said, so they're really looking forward to having you back there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know, without me, every show sucks. You know that.
Well, that's science.
Without you, what's the point of anyone else trying to do comedy or music, because you're so good at both?
Yes, and then I really appreciate it, man. It's like a pain out of my chest that you welcome me back, open your arms.
We love you, Sam. We missed you.
But wait, I just want to clarify. I just want to clarify, though. It's like a pain out of your chest?
That's what the man said, Kevin.
I'm clarifying. That's what the man
said. Sam, how long until you're able to give up cutting hair for a living and just concentrate on your art full time?
You know what? You guys have to keep me busy.
Yeah, no, we don't. That's the funny part.
All right, so comedy night at Marie Callender's. However, it's not going to be you doing comedy. It's going to be you with the band, or are you doing both?
I'm trying to get both, but they are still, until June 19th, they are ready, they say.
How long is the set? Like an hour and a half?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so 707 North Pacific Avenue in Glendale this Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock. The great Armenian comedian and his band.
8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. All right, so 6, but eight o'clock. We'll make it 8 o'clock
midnight.
Then. Okay, eight to midnight.
It's a 4-hour gig. Wow, you just can't get enough of the Armenian comedian. You know?
Can you imagine for a second, guys? You go into Marie Callender's because let's face it, their pie is the best.
And I have another thing coming.
So
up.
You can't have so much happening,
and the Armenian comedian's band starts playing while you're sitting there having your pie. Can you imagine what that would be like?
That would be the best.
I may go to this.
I have a spot to go. I have a license, legitimate. I went to Baltimore.
What?
Okay, we don't have time to follow you down this rabbit hole. We're just going to stick with the stuff that we know about, all right?
Log on SoCalMusic.com.
SoCalMusicNews.com, right. And Glendale, Marie Callender, Saturday night starting at 8 o'clock. Sam, I hope some of our listeners will go, and I hope some of our listeners will call us on Monday and tell us how it was. You guys have a great time out there, all right, Armenian comedian?
Yeah. You want me to tell a joke or
not,
what?
Not a bit. Thank you.
Hey, let's take some calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to go see an American, the American Idiot.
Yes.
Really?
An American Idiot.
Because the album's just American Idiot.
It is American Idiot, actually. It's not N.
Okay. It's going to be in Costa Mesa at the Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. It's there May 29th through June 3rd. This is a real-life Broadway play. It's won a ton of Tonys, and you can see it in person in Costa Mesa. We are looking for Green Day fans. Now, what we want you to do is, it's Listener-Roki on the Kevin and Bean Show. We want you to sing some for us of your favorite song from the Green Day American Idiot album. That's all you need to do. Pretty easy. If you're a Green Day fan, you know that album inside and out, right?
We're looking for style. We're looking for enthusiasm. Knowledge of the song, everything.
So if you want to do American Idiot, or if you want to do Jesus of Suburbia or Holiday, whatever your favorite song is, and you're a Green Day fan, you want to see this play, give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up in about 10 minutes on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Bean, do you have the scare everybody in the world stab that we could use for this? Yeah. All right, let me do the headline first. Your eyelashes could kill you. This is from Channel 2 last night.
Hands it off for Penner. Bumps it, but Penner scores!
Oh, I'm sorry. That was NBC Sports. I apologize. That was a Kings game.
I was confused.
Yeah. No, this is from Channel 2 last night. Your eyelash extensions...
Oh, come on.
...could kill you.
This is pretty serious.
This is very important.
Now, why? How? I can't imagine.
I'm exaggerating a little with could kill you.
Could you go blind?
But the way they teased it, all day was pretty much that.
They're going to attack you?
Yeah, pretty much they're going to turn on you all at once.
Do they grow too fast and strangle you in your sleep?
They choke you out. Here's the report from Channel 2.
If the eyes are the windows to the soul, and I think this is much too deep for this, but I'm going to continue, then eyelash extensions are becoming the window treatment that enhance their beauty.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Really?
Wow. You hear that guy? He's so... You can tell that these people hate this job.
This is sweeps time, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, it's the worst.
I think that they probably don't see the copy before it comes up in the teleprompter or something, and they just look at it and go, oh, really? Now I have to read this and make it sound good?
Yeah.
Wow.
But as CBS2's Sabila Vargas shows us, that luscious set of lashes might leave your eyelids bare if you're not careful.
Not bare, no!
I would like to suggest that this is not news. Just a suggestion. Just putting it out there.
But a lot of people are doing it, Kevin.
Eyelashes were very average eyelashes. They're not particularly thick. They're not overly thin.
When Tiffany Howard from Encino heard rave reviews from friends about eyelash extensions, she had to try them.
So they're taking glue, and they're gluing on individual lashes onto your own eyelashes.
Did you know this was going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
going
of
this.
Glue?
They're quite
gluing
a few
them
years.
On? Did they glue them on?
Yeah, and they last about popular. 6 weeks, and they cost a fortune.
Huh. She says waking up with bold lashes was worth the money. I have no makeup on, and you can see in this photo that my eyes are popping.
My eyes are popping.
It's pretty cool, let me tell you.
They're popping.
It does look good, I have to confess.
Would you say that the eyes are popping?
I still don't understand the downside, though. It seems like you put them on, they look good. How do they kill
There's a dark, dark side.
She also loved the time she saved applying mascara, but after a few weeks, the glamour grew out.
I could feel when I would blink like that, I could feel the glue.
But that wasn't even her main concern.
Uh-oh.
But what I didn't realize was that in doing that, the good lashes, the real lashes, were coming out with the extensions.
Tiffany says she was left with gaps on her eyelids, and it took months before her natural lashes grew back.
She was left with gaps in her eyelids,
dear
people.
God.
How is she supposed to exist?
How are you not told that from the beginning? That is tragic.
Her eyes are
bonkers.
She's not alone, according to this beauty insider who chose not to be identified.
Now, this is funny because it's a, quote, beauty insider, and they do it like a mafia boss, where they put him in, like, in a shadow so you can't see who it is. Yes. She doesn't want to be known as the person who's blowing the whistle on the fake eyelashes.
Eyelash extensions are the latest addiction. I've seen many women that have lost their eyelashes, and once they stop using them, now they have less eyelashes, and I don't see them coming back. Oh.
Dr. Wendy Lee, an eye surgeon, says she's seeing this from patients more and more.
The most common complaint, and I hear it a lot, is that women end up with shorter, stubbier lashes, or even no lashes after they take these off.
I have a question.
And then it becomes a vicious cycle because they don't want to stop the lash extension.
I have a question.
It's like heroin, people.
It is.
How long?
You start with this, you go right to heroin.
Where is Gloria Allred? Where are the Senate hearings?
How many people have they interviewed already? Four? Five?
It does seem like they're putting all of their resources into this eyelash story.
Don't you understand? They end up with stubby lashes.
Bean, you're missing the importance.
I'm sorry.
There's 20 more seconds, Bean.
In order to grow their natural lashes back.
You know, it was enough to say, I will never do this again.
Of course, there are beauticians who say they can preserve your natural lashes, but for now, Tiffany has just one tip for beautiful eyes.
Find a fabulous mascara.
Here you go.
That was it.
There you go.
What a scoop. Channel 2 just won the sweeps war.
And it really climaxed, didn't it, when they said find a good mascara?
Shocking.
I should kick your ass for wasting my time.
Comedian Brad Williams filling in for Ralph Garman on the Showbiz Beat, coming up again in about 10 minutes. Then the beautiful actress Anna Faris. I loves me some Anna Faris, by the way.
You do love you some her.
I do. She's one of the stars of The Dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen opening up today. We had him on yesterday. Anna coming up just after the top of the hour. Right now, though, how about a pair of tickets for you to see American Idiot showing at the Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa, May 29th through June 3rd. This is, of course, based on the award-winning American Idiot play, based on the award-winning American Idiot album by Green Day. And we're looking for your calls right now for Kevin and Bean's Listener Roki.
Listener Roki, Listener Roki, that's the game we're going to play. Listener Roki, Listener Roki, come and sing and don't be lame.
Why is Cookie Monster doing our theme?
And why is it Cinco de Mayo all over again? Here's the deal. You can sing any song you like from Green Day's American Idiot album. And we do have three pairs of passes to see this show. So I guess if we like you, you're in. Is that how we're going to do it?
Let's skip them out as we go.
Okay.
All right. Who's first?
All right. Let's begin with Alex, who would like to sing a little Jesus of Suburbia. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, Lisa May.
Hey.
You consider yourself a singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to hear all of Jesus of Suburbia.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I don't think we have time for 11 minutes of that, but go ahead.
Let's hear it.
I'm the center of your love, the Jesus of Suburbia, the body of love, none of the above, on a steady diet of, instead of popping a little lamb. No one ever died for my sins in hell, as far as I can tell.
Zero for effort. Zero for style.
Hang on.
Zero
Alex.
For star quality.
Hang on, Alex.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
And a little pitchy dog, too. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Oh, he was trying, though. He was
good enthusiasm.
He was putting his heart and soul into it, but he was more yelling than singing.
Not as much as Sergio will, though. Sergio's good. I have a good feeling about Sergio online, too. Let's try him.
Hi, Sergio.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
Listener Oki, what song are you going to sing from American Idiot?
I'm going to be doing the title song, American Idiot.
All right. Here
Love
you go, people.
It.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation controlled by the media. I really think I got these lyrics wrong.
Nice.
I love that. Idiot America.
I'm totally in on Serge.
I like
what do you guys think?
Sergio as well. Well, you don't have time for Sergio, Bean?
You've won ticks to see Amet Id. Congratulations. Hang on. We'll give you all
so
the details.
Excited.
Serge. Have a great time. I bet most people call him Serge, by the way. It's not uncommon to abbreviate a name.
It is if you don't know them.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Matt because I think he's going to serenade us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Time to slow things down a bit with American Idiot. What song are you going to be doing?
Wake me up when September ends.
Here you go, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
Matt.
Summer has gone and pierced the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Hey, Daughtry, listen. How does that sound to you?
I think it sounds pretty good.
Because I'm wondering how you can talk to us on the phone when you're clearly deaf.
I like the energy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Yeah, he really sold it.
And that's hard with a song like that. Do you want to?
He left this
when you
were cold. What do you think, Lisa?
I'm a yes on that.
I like him too. Can I reserve judgment? Can we hear a few more?
Well, you don't have that much time.
Yeah, we don't have much. You're going to have to.
All right, then I'm in.
He's in. All right,
He's in. All right, yeah. Matt's going.
You're in, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Have a great time.
All right, where do we go from here?
Let's go to Rose. Let's get All a lady right. on. She's on line four, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show for Listeneroki, singing songs from Green Day's American Idiot to win tickets to the play. Hi, Rose. What number are you going to do for us?
Working a holiday.
Holiday. All right. Love it.
Holiday.
Here's
okay.
Rose.
Rose and Stacy.
Oh, it's a duet. Okay.
Yeah, we got a duet going on here.
All right.
Okay.
We ready?
Yeah. Yes.
A representative from California has the floor. The title to the president, gas man, from the way is your punishment. Pulverize the Eiffel Tower to criticize your government. Bang, bang goes the broken glass and kill all the beats that don't obey. Trails by fire, set in fire. It's not a way that's meant for me.
All right, here's what I'd like to suggest, Bean.
Okay.
All right, girls. All right, Rose. All right.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to suggest if we say yes, we can be done with this.
I am so with you right now.
Okay. You win. Congratulations. You're going to see American Idiot. Nicely done or poorly done, whichever way it worked.
Wow.
Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki.
I think that's that flag waving song from the World Cup.
Sound like it, doesn't
Look
it?
Look inside right? yourself, Simba.
That is the new one from Fun, period, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Anna Faris from the Dictator movie joins us in a minute. Hey, it's Brad Williams filling in for Ralph Garman on the show, Biz. Yeah. Brad, I don't think Brad, of course, professional comedian. I don't
professional,
think we've ever
baby.
Asked you this before, but are you a sports fan? Are you involved Huge. In either basketball or hockey playoffs right
yes,
now?
Yes, involved. I'm down. I'm in my man cave.
Yes.
Wow, that could be taken literally. Yeah, West Hollywood people getting all excited. no, but I have two TVs in my man cave. I have a 60-inch TV, and then I have a 35-inch TV on top of the 60-inch TV.
Nice!
And they're both so much bigger than you are.
I know! It's like I'm in the show! It's awesome! So yeah, I have like the hockey playoffs on the bottom TV, basketball playoffs on the top, and then me sitting in my chair with a Mountain Dew Code Red and a huge erection.
That's a sweet night right there.
Huge
right.
in comparison to...
Yeah,
never
know,
mind.
Yeah, we do it all right.
All right.
Time to fill in for Ralph this hour one more time on the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Let's get the Showbiz news. Tom Cruise recently gave a really good interview in Playboy magazine. It's really, you joke, Playboy, whatever, but you should really check this interview out. He's very honest. He actually addresses the gay rumors.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't he just say they're not true?
Well, see, but he doesn't really, in the past he's kind of just said, not true, not true. This time he kind of came got into a little more detail, was like, you know what?
Look, I've people had sex say with what, like 8-9 people, does that make me gay?
Doesn't mean you're gay.
Right.
I mean, had a volleyball scene with a lot of lube in Top Gun, doesn't mean you're gay.
Just wrote it that way.
Had my own nails for Interview with the Vampire, those were my press-ons, doesn't mean you're gay. And Playboy asked him, they said, what do you think about our magazine? What do you think about Playboy magazine? He says, I read it for the articles. No, really. Just the articles.
Wow.
Never seen a picture before.
Wow.
You got pictures? But no, it is one more reason to pick up Playboy. It is a very good interview. So good stuff. Moving on to DJ news. The hottest DJ news coming out in clubs across the country. You want a DJ. You want someone to get your party rocking. Well, we got the special DJ for you. Paris Hilton.
Oh,
nope.
Come on.
Nope. Denied. Denied.
Well,
that right now.
Many
overruled.
Many people do not share your sentiments, Kevin.
Overruled.
Many people want to see Paris Hilton as a DJ. In fact, she's actually going to make money doing it.
Nope.
The pop music festival in Sao Paulo, Brazil. She is making her DJ debut. She's going to play all the hits, like her song. Like Kim Kardashian's song, like any other.
I thought you said hits.
Any hits?
Yeah, no.
If anyone's gonna start punching female celebrities, Chris Brown, just date Paris.
Oh man,
we can support you then.
Now you gotta go there.
I would love that. Come on, Chris, call up Paris. Let's make this happen. She's gonna be. Paris Hilton as a DJ, she's going to be scratching the hits.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
The only thing she scratches is her crotch during an outbreak.
Oh.
Yeah! I went there, Paris. What you going to do? What you going to do? Let's get right to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Yeah, actor Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, 007, 59 today. Actor Danny Trejo from one of the greatest movies of all time.
This is Machete.
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 He is 68. Chris Novoselic from Nirvana is 47. Janet Jackson, 46. Ooh. David Boreanaz from Bones is 43. Singer Sonny from P.O.D. is 38.
I'm not sure we need that one.
I thought he was dead. I didn't know he was still alive. Still alive?
I don't know, I guess.
Anybody?
Bean?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
Really? I thought I was going to get
You're
a file.
You're thinking of Jim Morrison.
Yeah, I'm getting file from the other room.
Oh, really? You're getting file from the other room?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to file that.
Yeah, Megan Fox is 26, everybody. Megan, you need a stripper for your party? I can do it.
Yes, Brad, you can.
I can do it.
I can
Lisa,
vouch for Brad.
You can vouch.
It's totally worth it.
I got Lisa May pregnant. Thanks, Jay Moore. And then, of course, my favorite birthday of today, obviously, TV personality Jason Wee Man Acuna of the Jackass crew is 39. Actually, quick story about that. Mm-hmm. I got pulled over by a cop 3 days ago, and the cop pulled me over because my Bluetooth and my phone was not working.
Right.
He saw me on the cell phone. He pulls me over. He walks into the car and goes, "What the heck, man? I pulled you over 2 days ago. Same thing. Now you got your phone on again. Same thing." I'm like, "I didn't get pulled over 2 days ago." "No, man. You were driving a BMW 325i. Now you're in the Mini Cooper." I'm like, I don't have a BMW 325. "No, I saw you. You were in Redondo Beach." I'm like, "Oh. Yeah." "You pulled over Jason. You pulled over Wee Man." And he's like, "Wait, you guys aren't the same." Yeah, no, that's...
And now he should feel embarrassed enough not to give you a ticket.
And I told him, I was like, "I know, it happens all the time. I get it. We all look alike to you." And he's like, "You have a good day, sir."
Nice!
And I got out the ticket! So thank you, Wee Man, for also talking on your cell phone, also getting pulled over and being a general delinquent. So thank you for that. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad, and I pitter-patter on the show, Biz.
Beware of the midgets. They're taking over.
I don't know how many miles are on it, but I understand the Black Keys drove it for years before they put it on the album cover of El Camino, but you can win the minivan right off their album cover. And we're going to qualify you for that by giving you tickets to go see the Black Keys at Staples Center or Honda Center coming up in less than an hour from right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Details at krock.com. Who doesn't love Anna Faris? Seriously. Can you think of anyone who is more universally adored than Anna Faris, you guys?
Not really.
No.
Me neither.
Nobody,
no one.
Nobody doesn't love her is the answer.
Nobody doesn't love her. And she is back in theaters today with a new film called The Dictator. Hi, Anna. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my dear.
Hi, thank you guys. I just started giggling uncontrollably. Thank you.
It's so true because there are lots of actors and actresses that are popular, but you can always find somebody who doesn't care for that person. I was just thinking, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad word about Anna Faris. It's just it's weird. There aren't very many people like that. That's all.
Well, I've got a couple of ex-boyfriends in my past.
Well, would they disagree with that?
They might, although I think I was usually the one being dumped, so.
Yeah.
So when it comes to The Dictator, you've been working for a few years. Obviously, scary movies were huge, and you got to be in some funny Observe and Report and Take Me Home Tonight, What's Your Number? But this is a whole different kind of movie, signing on for Sacha Baron Cohen. I bet you have no idea what you're in for when you say yes to a film of his.
It's so true. I was thrilled to be able to work with him, but I had no idea that I was just sort of entering no man's land.
Yeah.
I think the first thing they asked me, they were like, "Well, so how do you feel about growing out your armpit hair?"
Really? Like, that's the first thing they asked you?
Yeah.
And your answer was perfectly fine.
Of course, yes. I'm agreeable. I'm willing. I had no idea that it would be so disgusting. But,
So you're kind of you're, as I understand it, and of course they've been kind of stingy with the clips. I guess they want to save it for when we're in the theater. But you are kind of a hippie chick. You own a co-op in Brooklyn, and he sets his eyes on you when he arrives in America. He decides you're going to be his, right?
Kind of. It's more of the opposite. I sort of decide that I'm going to take him under my wing.
Ah.
He's disgusted by me a little. He's never met a woman like me. He's used to supermodels and, beauty pageant winners. And so I come along and he thinks that I'm a boy for a long time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good. I actually have a real rom-com. I have a clip between you and him as the dictator.
You seem educated.
Yes, I went to Amherst.
I love it when women go to school. It's like seeing a monkey on the roller skates. It means nothing to them, but it's so adorable for us.
Were you aware of his work, before, where he was, where you know you're getting into a situation where he's going to offend a lot of people?
Yeah, I was a huge fan of his for so many years. And I feel lucky that I've been a part of so many offensive movies.
Yes.
because I have a pretty high tolerance for it. But, I knew that I was going to sort of be kept on my toes and be surprised every day, which I was.
Well, here's the most amazing thing that I have read about The Dictator. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to actress Anna Faris about the film. It opens up everywhere today. And this can't be true. Is it basically improv? Is there very little script and you guys wing it? Because that doesn't seem like you're a good steward of the studio's millions of dollars if that's what you're doing.
Unless it works. Unless it works.
I mean, pay a brother to write a script. That's what I'm saying.
We did have a script, and we would usually start off the day by doing the scripted scene, and then we would, toss that out the window and go completely off book, and the scene would go to sort of crazy places, and then we would attempt to rein it back in, which never really worked.
Is that more scary as an actress? Is it scary to do it that way?
I think it's kind of thrilling for me. I mean, it was like you're just constantly reacting, and you're really kept on your toes, and sort of, I found it kind of exciting. Exhausting, though.
Yeah, I would imagine. And the other thing is you're not just talking about, look, it's one thing to do improv on, even a great show like 30 Rock. It's another thing when it's Sacha Baron Cohen and you have no idea where he's pulling some of this stuff out. You've seen the interviews, Anna, that he's been doing as the dictator going on this day show and stuff like that. I mean, people just, their mouths drop. They have no idea how to respond to some of the stuff he says. And here you are standing there and he starts talking about wanting to, watch you masturbate and stuff. I mean, he'll just throw anything at you, and you have to try to figure out a way to respond in character.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he does stay in character pretty much all the time. So we would call him, we would literally call him Supreme Leader.
Really? That's...
Yeah, which is a little awkward, to be honest.
That would be a little awkward. It was strange. We talked to him yesterday, and he talked to us as Sacha Baron Cohen, and we were really excited about that because he's been doing all of his interviews as, the dictator.
I know. What's he really like?
He is just super funny. I mean,
you tell us.
He was super funny. He told us that he did an interview in Australia where basically everyone hated him, and it was 10 minutes of silence. And then it started getting passed around on the internet, and everybody loved it. But it's got to be difficult to do that kind of comedy where you know people are getting upset, but you go for it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I sort of have a high tolerance. The thing that I always think about, that's always in the back of my mind, are my parents.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Oh, yeah, they're going to see this. I'm going to have to tell my mom to have some wine before.
But you've embarrassed them repeatedly since you've been an actress, right?
I know. I think I'm like having some kind of late rebellion. Like
your parents are like, not again.
Yeah, exactly.
They're so happy when they find out that your next movie is, Alvin and the Chipmunks or something, right? That's when they can finally brag about you. So. All right, let me ask you one more thing about Sacha Baron Cohen, because you guys did work closely together for a long time making this movie. I have heard that he is a difficult guy to become friends with or get to know. Not that he's unpleasant. He just keeps everything so close to his chest that it's kind of hard to break through to his inner circle. Did you find that to be so?
To some degree. I mean, he's really lovely and kind and generous. But yeah, I think that he definitely holds his cards close. He's a really private person. And I think a lot of actors can be like that. I think when you sort of spend your life not hiding, but sort of cloaked in other characters, that's also, it's maybe you're sort of masking a shyness a little bit.
Right.
I think that I feel like that sometimes.
I don't think my friends would agree with that.
Well, we're very excited to have you back on the big screen. The film is called The Dictator. It's getting some really good reviews. It does look so funny, and we can't say goodbye on it without congratulating you and Chris. I know you guys have a little baby on the way. Well done.
I know. Thank you so much. We are thrilled, and thank you guys so much for having me on the show. I love doing your show.
You have a duty as a celebrity, though, to give your kid a really effed up name. You know that, right? You're aware of that duty,
yeah,
right?
You better start thinking of crazy names already. You know, butterscotch or just something, okay?
Yeah, gravel.
Yes, good.
Gravel.
I love it. You heard it here first. They're naming the kid Gravel. And that's perfect because it works for a boy or a girl. All right, Anna, thanks so much for the time. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm not a big collector of celebrity memorabilia, although I did date Scarlett Johansson one time.
And by date, you mean you spent $7,500 for an auction to meet her and then didn't go.
And then didn't go.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I didn't go. So yeah. I just threw that money away.
Right.
But there are a lot of people who buy stuff on eBay, and there's one that's in the news right now that really caught Kevin's attention because I think secretly he's tempted to buy.
Yeah.
For only $4,000 opening bid, Kevin, you can own Queen Elizabeth's royal underwear.
Now, I'm not a fan of the whole queen thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The whole system is really stupid to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she ugly.
How dare you? First of all, she not ugly. She
ugly.
Just old.
She just
and you
old,
have a
yeah.
problem with old people. She was very pretty when she was young. Very pretty.
100 years ago.
She's in her 80s now. Yeah, she's old. But you'll be happy to know, Kevin, if this makes a difference to you, that the Queen's underwear were left on a chartered plane used during her trip to Chile in 1968.
Oh, gross. What's
How
growing on those?
That?
Why would somebody buy that?
I think that royal memorabilia, official royal memorabilia from the personal quarters and lives of the royal family is probably pretty hard to come by. In fact, the guy who is selling
these. She's a whore. She leaves her underwear everywhere.
She has been married to the same man for 60 years.
Doesn't matter.
You know
she can
that,
whore
right?
around. She's the queen.
The Buckingham Palace, of course, will not confirm or deny the authenticity of the underwear. They just have no comment. They're not going to talk about the queen's undergarments. They're just not.
Yeah.
But by all accounts, they are really them. They are richly embroidered silk undergarments with a monogram of the royal crown with the initial script E underneath on the top left and a design stitch going across the garment above it. On each side, there are two flowers on a stem with leaves and beside it a stem with two leaves. No word yet on whether there's any kind of skid marks or anything like that.
Oh, man. Are the flowers garment, on the front of it wilting?
The garment is lined with a beautiful and delicate crocheted lace hem. There are also four small pearl-like buttons on the left side. So this is official, like, knickers for the queen. So that's an item that you can buy. It's on eBay right now. Starting bid is around $4,000, and I think they got it up there for about a week or so. So we started talking about it. We thought it might be interesting to talk to Kevin and Bean listeners who have bought celebrity memorabilia on eBay. Because stuff gets put up there all the time. You remember it was just last year when a lot of times they'll do this for charity, but Ellen DeGeneres, remember, had Justin Bieber on her TV show and they cut his hair, put it up on eBay to raise money for charity, sold for over $40,000. Somebody bought Bieber's hair.
That's so crazy.
God.
That's a thing that somebody now owns is Justin Bieber's hair in a jar. So we want to hear from you. What kind of celebrity memorabilia have you bought? The telephone number is toll free at 1-800-520-1067. If you're a huge fan of somebody, maybe you want to have something that was theirs.
But if you're, let's say you're a huge fan of the queen, you don't want her panties.
That would not be my first
choice. I mean, really, that's like.
Having said that, though, I am a huge fan of the queen, and
you
I have
can't be. That's
a Christmas card signed by Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip.
Well, I'll bet you do.
Very
I'll
different.
Bet it was signed by them and not somebody in the castle signing for them.
It was.
Yep.
And
I'm, oh, I'm
and
sure.
I'm proud of it.
The
and
queen
I love
had
it.
This to say.
Actually, fun enough, I was talking to the queen about it on Thursday.
I'm not sure what that meant.
Here's some of the other items that have been auctioned off in recent years. And again, we'll be looking for your celebrity items that you bought on eBay. I have no idea what we're going to get on this topic, by the way. But there
I'm
are
afraid.
Lots of, there are I mean, let's face it. Think about how many people we have that love, say, Foo Fighters or love Nine Inch Nails or something like that. If they had the opportunity to buy something from them, they would,
depending
right?
on what it is. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In 2006, during the NSYNC days, Justin Timberlake was being interviewed on New York radio station Z100, did not finish a plate of French toast that he had been served. The leftover breakfast scraps were immediately put up on eBay following the show. They sold for $3,154. What do you do with that after it starts to go bad?
I guarantee they throw it away.
You super seal it or something.
No,
I, guess.
I guarantee they
you
just
shellac it?
They thought it was a good thing at the time, and then they went, now we have really just old French toast. We're trying to convince people that it's Justin Timberlake, and they don't believe it.
Right.
In 2008, Scarlett Johansson had a cold. She handed off a dirty tissue in a sealed, signed bag to Tonight Show host Jay Leno. He auctioned off the tissue on eBay, donating the money to a hunger charity. It sold for $5,300.
What?
Scarlett Johansson's used tissue. Now, if you get it fast enough and you can still clone her DNA, maybe then it's worth it. That sounds like a pretty good deal, but it's no telling on whether that happened here. Let's see what else we got here. This one, I don't get this one. This is according to Britain's Daily Mail. Brad and Angelina's air molecules supposedly caught in a jar as they walked by on the red carpet sold for $530 on eBay.
Please. Nobody bought their air molecules.
Well, unfortunately, somebody did. For
$500?
$530, yes.
They deserve it.
Who are these people?
How about this? This is official from the TV show House. In 2009, the autographed cane that was used on the pilot of House was put up for auction by the TV Academy Foundation. It sold for $8,300.
Wow, people have
that's
a
an
lot
actual
of money.
Prop, though, that you've seen on television,
right?
At least. Justin Bieber again. He wore a space suit in the Super Bowl ad that he did last year. He was with Ozzy Osbourne in the commercial, 30-second ad during the Super Bowl. Sharon Osbourne listed the suit on eBay, where it raised $5,800 for charity. Again, that's just a prop that he wore one time in a commercial. And people, you know, somebody, a Justin Bieber fan, bought it for almost $6,000. So as you can see, those are just a few of the examples. Let me give you one more. And again, we're taking your calls. If you've ever bought celebrity memorabilia online, we want to hear from you. Gary Coleman's signed navy blue XL Gap kids sweatpants were sold on eBay in 2008. I love that he's wearing Gap kids sweatpants, by the way.
Sure.
They were bought for $500 by a young up-and-coming talk show host named Jimmy Kimmel.
That I believe. Yeah.
He got into a bidding war with somebody else who ended up taking it to ridiculous numbers. And then, of course, he wouldn't pay. So Jimmy was the second highest bidder. So he won them for $500. No telling on what he did with the sweatpants.
Oh, they're in his room. I can guarantee you that. Let's take one call.
He could be wearing them right now.
Let's take one call before we break. It is Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
What did you buy on eBay from a celebrity?
I actually bought, it was a bundle, but included in the bundle was Adam West's gum. That he, was actually his gum from the original run of Batman.
Was it chewed up gum or was it just a pack of gum?
No. It was a pack.
A pack of gum.
When they have the television show, they have a bunch of stuff in their dressing room.
Right, sure.
And so one of the items that he requested was gum.
Okay.
So I have that.
And what have you done with that? Where is it in your house? What was the plan?
It's just kind of like a little, you know, little piece of Batman history. It's actually amongst a lot of other items. I collect a lot of other toys.
Oh, okay.
Have I seen you on Hoarders?
I'm sorry?
Have I seen you on Hoarders?
You probably will in a couple of years.
Yes. All right, good.
Do you ever have trouble convincing people? No, seriously. I know it wasn't on the TV show, but this was in his dressing room when the actor who played Batman was doing the TV show.
My father says I'm the dumbest person he's ever met.
Well, your father's right, first of all. But second of all, I'm with Bean because even if it was Adam West's gum, it would be difficult to convince people of that. That's another one of the reasons why I wouldn't buy something like this.
It is Adam West gum, though. I mean, it is.
Right.
And it's really the Queen's panties, right?
That sounds believable with all the embroidering and the details. I don't know. That sounds pretty convincing.
Is it something you would want?
The panties?
Yeah.
Are you guys offering them up?
with royal vagina dust.
Tom, thank you very much.
I saw at the Troub last night, by the way. They were great.
It's too bad Ralph is not here. He would have your back on buying Adam West's chewing gum. All right. Celebrity memorabilia on eBay. What have you bought? It can't be worse than Justin Timberlake's French toast. We want to hear from you. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kidder. Right now, we're talking about celebrity memorabilia that you buy on eBay. Katie, Amy, you guys hang on. A couple of emails. Chris writes in, there's a seller on eBay selling Neil Armstrong's Corvette. If I had the money right now, I would definitely buy that. If you want to own a car that used to be owned by the first man on the moon.
That's weird, though, because, again, you'll spend your whole life going, seriously, It's Neil Armstrong.
I know. No proof.
How about this, Kevin? You're a hockey fan. You're the one who famously predicted that the Kings cannot lose the Stanley Cup.
I never said that. I wouldn't say that because I would not want to jinx something that's so important, you a-hole.
I heard you saying that they're going to sweep Phoenix and then they're going to sweep the Rangers.
Here's what I heard.
Here's Williams. Waits. Hands it off to Kopitar. Gets one man down. He scores!
That's what I heard.
Anze Kopitar, great patience and a perfect shot.
I heard that last night on the game.
Jose is also a big hockey fan. He writes in, Kevin, Amin, and Lisa, I collect game-worn hockey jerseys, some of which still have bloodstains from fights on them. Most of them are enforcer-worn jerseys. I love it. How about that for celebrity memorabilia?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a collector of things that have other people's juices.
Let's go to Katie first. She's on line one, joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067, talking about this crazy story where you can buy the Queen of England's underwear. Got us thinking about the topic of other celebrity memorabilia you may have bought on eBay. Katie, thank you for holding on. What's the deal?
I bought Marilyn Monroe hair.
You bought?
Well, actually, my ex bought it for me off of eBay.
Really?
Your ex bought you three strands, it says here, of Marilyn Monroe's hair. Her real hair?
Yeah, it's got the certificate of authenticity. It's from her original hairdresser.
All right. That's creepy.
What do you do? Do you have that on display in your home?
It's in this big, giant frame, but my home is very small, so I actually have it, like, stored. But it's in my house, but it's not hanging.
Were you a big Marilyn man?
I wanted to eventually have a big house and have, like, a Marilyn room.
Were you a big Marilyn room fan, yes?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, yeah.
Okay, but did you want her hair?
I was surprised, but I was delighted. I love it.
That is definitely odd. I mean, that's taking fandom to a new level. Thank you very much for the call, Katie. We appreciate it. I mean, I guess if she's really into Marilyn Monroe, that was a cool gift from your husband. Let's see. Amy is on line two. Let's see what she got. Amy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about celebrity memorabilia on eBay.
Good morning. Yes, I spent about $500 for a drum set from the drummer of Atreyu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's awesome. I got a bass drum and several of the toms. He sent me some drumsticks, and it's all autographed, and I have the photographic proofs of it.
It seems like for a drum set, that's a pretty good deal regardless.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Like something you could use, right? I mean, it's not like Marilyn Monroe's hair.
No, it's not Marilyn Monroe's hair. You could actually play these drums.
But you don't play drums, I sense.
Yeah, do you
play
drums?
But I sing. No, I sing.
You sing.
Did you want these just because you're just a mega fan of the band Atreyu?
Absolutely. They're an awesome band. They're really down to earth. And I grew up in South Bay and Huntington Beach area, and you got to support the locals.
Right. Do you have to buy their drums?
What do you think those drums are worth if they don't have any kind of celebrity rubbing off on them? What do you think they're actually worth?
Whatever the cost value is, I'd have to look it up. But for me, it's more sentimental.
See, I was guessing, even though it was more sentimental to you, I was guessing they're probably worth about that much anyway.
Yeah.
You know, because you're buying drums.
Good deal.
So all good right. purchase. Do you want the Queen's underwear as well?
$5,000,
Amy.
No, I don't need the Queen's underwear, but I do want to say to Kevin and Bean, I do wear white pants.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you.
That's for my boyfriend, Charles.
Fantastic.
Have a great night.
Air drumming there from Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Air drumming. You were really rocking it.
I love Rise Against.
It's world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:53.
Tomorrow here on the Kevin and Bean Show in the 8 o'clock hour, the return of our old friend Mike Catherwood with the Psycho Body. Get you in shape for the summer. You don't have to listen to that segment, Beer Mug. There's nothing he can do to help you. But for everybody else, Mike will be here tomorrow on the show. Brad Williams is filling in for Ralph Garman for a couple days on the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Brad?
Good. I want to see Mike again. I want to challenge him to the push-up contest.
He will be here tomorrow.
I want a rematch.
You don't know as far to go.
Hey, doesn't matter. It's going to happen. Well, I'm Psycho Body. I work out all the time. I don't eat anything bad. Doesn't matter. I eat like a pig. I will beat you in the push-up contest.
Right, fantastic.
Have you guys had a push-up contest before?
Yes.
What happened?
He beat me by 3 push-ups. He did 112 in a row. I did 109.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah.
That's hardcore, dude.
And Dr. Drew was the judge.
I could do about 10 in a row, and then I'd need an hour off.
I couldn't do 100. For the rest of my life, I couldn't do 100.
And
well,
go.
Well, we may have to revisit that tomorrow. That sounds great.
I think we have to do it. So, Psycho Mike is on.
All right.
Before we get to show business news, we've got some passes to give away to Men in Black 3. Men in Black 3, yeah. Men in Black 3, the advanced screening of the movie will be on Wednesday, May 23rd at the world-famous Sony lot. It's in theaters May 25th, but if you call right now, we're going to take three callers. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. You can go see Men in Black 3 before anyone else, starring Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Josh Brolin. It's going to be good. So call that right now. You guys were talking to Anna Faris earlier.
Yep.
Sacha Baron Cohen in The Dictator making some news over at the Cannes Film Festival. We love Sacha so much. He is so very funny. First of all, he arrived at the Cannes Film Festival riding a camel.
Sweet.
Well, of course he did.
Sweet.
So that's good. It was very confusing to the onlookers because he was riding a camel. Mm-hmm. At first, they thought he showed up with Chelsea Handler. So, but once it was cleared up, then everything was good. So he's riding a camel. Professional comedian! Woo! then this happened like a few hours ago. He just pulled a stunt with Steve-O's ex, Elizabeth Canales.
Super hot. Used to date George Clooney.
And then moved up and went to Steve-O.
That's what I'm saying. Step up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. There he is. There you go. Had Elizabeth on a yacht while he was dressed as a dictator. They were flirting. They were rubbing lotion on each other. They were just having drinks. They were doing, like, pouring champagne on her like they're in the strip club.
Love it.
And then I guess she said something. Something happened. Mm-mm. Started having a little bit of a fight, a disagreement. He then grabbed her by her ankles, which would normally be a good thing.
What?
But dragged her off into a room with some bodyguards.
Oh my
you
God.
Heard gunfire. And when Sacha came back out, he had a body bag, and he threw it over the side of the yacht. So, Elizabetha, I don't know if you're alive. You're doing all right. No,
he's the bravest comedian that is out there.
Absolutely.
Except for you.
I'm so brave. Actually, I am brave, because I showed up despite the fact that your stool that I'm sitting on right now is 9 feet high.
It is pretty high.
To get a running start every time. Lisa Mae, do you have, like, those, like, stairs for Boner, your dog?
Yeah, I do. You want me to bring them in?
Can you bring them
tomorrow?
In?
No,
this
we'll
is
bring
high.
We'll bring you a rope ladder tomorrow.
Can I get a grappling hook gun? Ralph has a lot of, like, superhero props back there. Yeah. He's probably got a Batman grappling hook gun. I could go spelunking or something like that. This just in. This is actually kind of serious. Nick Stahl, he played John Connor in Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's missing.
What? For reals?
For reals. No
and
one
you don't
knows.
Just mean from the summer blockbuster movie season.
Right. Not just his career, he's missing.
Friends
his
and family can't find him.
That's yeah. Weird. His wow. wife called in on Monday to report missing, said hadn't seen him since May 9th. And, he's not
why the
there.
Rush? Why
she
the rush to report it?
On the 15th, because she hadn't seen him since the 9th.
Well, she had to catch up on some TiVo.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
Maybe that was normal for them.
But yeah, he's
That's
had.
Weird.
It's weird and it's kind of scary because he does have past drug problems.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Serious drug problems.
They're kind of worried about him. So if you're listening, Nick, please call your wife. Come on back. Come on back to us, buddy.
That'll work.
In lighter news and more encouraging news, Charlize Theron is single.
Yes.
But she says she's looking for another relationship. All right.
Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I'm looking for, Charlize. Hey, all I'm saying, she's in the Snow White movie. Oh. Likes working with dwarves.
Good point. Good point.
I can be the eighth dwarf. Horny? Mounty? I don't know. I could be a number of things. I think we should do some role play, Charlize. But yeah, says she's
Have you met her, Brad?
I have not.
She's unbelievable. Not only is she one of the most gorgeous people on the planet,
yeah.
And so unbelievably talented, obviously, mm-hmm. Oscar-winning actress. She couldn't be any funnier. She couldn't be any sweeter. She's got an amazing sense of humor. She's just, you love her so much.
It's not right.
It's too much for one.
She's that good.
Yeah, you size her up and you go, she has everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And nice.
She's not missing in personality or anything else because she's so hot. It's just not right.
Never hear one story about her negative.
Nope.
And I think she's adopted a kid, too. Is that right?
She did adopt a kid, although she did say this recently, getting an award, I think, at Show West, maybe in Las Vegas. And I thought, as usual, very funny.
And can I just say, if I knew that 3D was going to be such a big deal, I would have gotten that boob job 10 years ago.
I mean, she just, she yeah. never misses.
How awesome is Charlize Theron?
She's awesome.
She's the best.
And if she's adopting kids, you're about the right son.
You're in.
Hey, now.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Charlize, adopt me, and then we can recreate the Time magazine cover.
Yes. That's, breastfeeding is very hot right now for awkwardly two old people.
Exactly. I don't even need the stool. I just walk up. I'm perfect.
You are the perfect height.
Let's do it. Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Actor Pierce Brosnan, 007 himself, is 59. Danny Trejo from the movie...
This is Machete.
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 Are they making a sequel?
This is Machete.
They are making
a
sequel.
I understand they are.
Yes! That one in Piranha 3 Double D. I'm the most excited about those.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. Bassist Chris Novoselic from Nirvana is 47. Janet Jackson today is 46. David Boreanaz from Bones is 43. And Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Megan Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
How dare you, Dave?
He's always got something, Dave.
What? Thumbs? Really? You're going to look at Megan Fox and go, I would totally hit it, but those thumbs, kind of creepy.
How picky are you going to be?
She is 26, a great 26. Singer Sonny from POD is 38. I didn't know he was still alive.
Come on. Oh! We put you in the file for that last hour.
He's 38. He's no longer a part of the youth of the nation.
Oh, stop it right now.
Yes!
Seriously.
Double file.
Double file?
Yeah.
Is that like double secret probation? Is that? Whatever. And he is 38 today. And also, happy birthday to my buddy, TV personality Jason Wee Man Acuna. The dwarf fraternity rolls strong, my friend. He is 39, despite the fact that he still gets carded. He does.
I'm sure.
He told me that story. People are always afraid. I was getting rated R movies when I was like 11 because people didn't want to like make me show my ID.
I like it.
So he is 39 years old. Happy birthday, Wee Man. Have someone else kick you in the head for once. Let's have this work. I'm Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. I pitter patter on the show biz.
David Barola from La Mirada, thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You just won tickets to go see the Black Keys. He picked October 5th at Staples Center, and now he's eligible for the grand prize drawing to win a stinky old van that probably has 800,000 miles on it. But it used to be owned by the Black Keys, and it is on the album cover for El Camino, so it's a little piece of rock history. Your chance to win coming up with Cat Corbett. Details at KROQ.com. How fun has it been having Brad Williams in here today?
Great.
Yeah.
And you're coming back tomorrow, right?
And you haven't seen the visual of him trying to climb up onto the world's highest chair.
No, that does sound like fun. I think I would enjoy that.
Yeah, Lisa May's chair is actually way lower than mine.
Yeah.
Well, once you sit on it, then you can actually lower it.
No, it's not.
Maybe if you have normal arms.
Right.
And not the T-Rex arms, then I'm going to help you out tomorrow, Brad.
No, really? No. It's much funnier.
You're really, Lisa? You're going to come adjust my seat? Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what it means either. I just thought if I did it in a creepy voice, it might come off.
Sure.
Whatever. It's cool. Let's get the showbiz news, everybody. So, if you're on the street and you see Robert Downey Jr. and you say, hey, Robert, kind of need some change. I need a buck or two. And he says, sorry, man, I got nothing. He is a lying liar that lies. Oh, my goodness.
Well, he may have nothing for you.
Oh, but he got plenty for him.
But he's got plenty.
He got paid. Reports are that on the Avengers movie, Robert Downey Jr. is going to make $50 million.
That's crazy.
50. This is a big... turn for him because, you know, back in the day when he was with the drugs, hearing that he's involved with the 5-0, that was a completely different thing.
Yes, it was.
Now he's got $50 million. Apparently, he made the deal because he negotiated some part of the revenues of the actual film and sequels. So
Wow. He's
going to make even more money.
So basically, he goes in there, and Iron Man, you know, was a big budget, big studio film, but who knew that it was going to be the sensation that it was? And at the time, it wasn't guaranteed there was going to be a sequel, or certainly that there was ever going to be an Avengers movie.
Right.
So he got all that in his contract, and then it paid off for him. That's amazing.
Oh. So yeah, he's got basically gold digging whores, start your engines.
All right.
Go. He's prime target numero uno. Avoid Kobe. Who cares? Robert Downey Jr. RDJ. All right, moving on. Breaking news about Joey Lawrence.
Can
what?
There be such a thing as breaking news about Joey Lawrence?
He's still alive! No, actually some news. He has just signed on with the Rio in Las Vegas to be a stripper at Chippendales.
Oh, yeah.
What?
More like, whoa.
Yes!
But Joey, what? Joey Lawrence from Blossom Fame has signed a deal to don the world-famous bow tie. He's going to go on the stage at Chippendales, not one night, not two nights, actually quite a few, June 7th through the 24th. But, yeah.
Is this a fundraiser?
No.
This is not just a celebrity appearance anymore. He's just working there.
He needs money.
This is just his job now.
Yeah. He needs money. So, yeah, Joey Lawrence. Ladies, if you were fans of the Blossom back in the day, fellas, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, come out to the Rio and see Joey Lawrence don the famous bow tie and strip. Joey, if you need tips, you can ask Lisa May. I'm an excellent stripper.
That's true.
I do.
You'd be great.
Amazing lap dances. Give me a call. Look me up on YouTube. There's plenty of clips. Just don't steal my cartwheel move, bro. That's me. That's fun. Moving on, porn star Kim Kardashian in the news. As you might remember, she did those ads for Skechers Shape Ups.
Yep. Yes.
Those shoes, Skechers Shape Ups. Well, turns out Shape Ups don't do that.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything.
They said if you wear them, it's like exercising your calves. Right?
They said you can wear them. It's like, yeah, your calves, your thighs, your butt. Yep. It works out everything. Kim in the ads is saying, like, I kind of got my butt
Wasn't Joe Montana in those as well? He was in them as well.
Oh, also, wow. Brooke Burke from Dancing with the Stars. Well, it turns out Skechers don't work. And the government is after them.
Really?
They want their money back? Yeah. The Federal Trade Commission has them paying a settlement. Skechers paying a settlement of $45 million.
You liar!
Exactly.
Wow.
Which kind of makes sense that Skechers chose Kim Kardashian as a spokesman because they both don't do anything. They both don't work.
That's a good point.
Right? So in my opinion, it works out perfectly. But and also they're saying that if you bought Skechers Shape Ups, you can get a full refund. You either go,
but you have to be willing to admit that you bought Skechers Shape Ups. I mean,
it's like showing up with a Kesha album, going, right. I bought this. I want my money back. I kind of want a refund.
Yeah.
Nope, not happening. You know what? Let's do this story again. It was good. Paris Hilton, philanthropist, socialite, porn star. You can add DJ to that resume. Not lying.
It doesn't take much to be a celebrity DJ by name. I mean, you just have to stand in the booth and let somebody else spin for you, right?
I'm guessing that's going to be the case. I don't see her with the turntables, in the mixing, getting the beats down.
If I were to do this, I would just have Omar mix an hour for me, put it on a CD, and then you can do whatever you want up there and act like you're working it.
Pretty much as long as you hold one hand up to the headphones and bob your head, you look like you're doing something in terms of a DJ.
I know how I am, so that's fine.
And she can bob her head.
She can bob her head.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yes, she's making her DJ debut in Sao Paulo, Brazil. They have a festival down there, and all I'm saying is Brazilians can dance. They're good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do with her. Maybe that will be her new dance move, the head bob. And that sort of thing.
That's a good one.
I think she can pull it off. So, yeah,
okay,
if you want.
Mystery meat.
Shut up, Paris. Anyway, moving on. Celebrity birthdays, everybody. Danny Trejo. Oh, yeah. From the movie.
This is Machete.
Machete.
This is Machete.
68 years old today. Pierce Brosnan, 007 himself, is 59. Chris Novoselic, bassist from Nirvana, is 47. David Boreanaz from Bones, 43. Actress Tori Spelling is 39, not dead. And Megan Fox, everyone. Megan Fox. Happy birthday.
Now, are you a baseball fan at all?
No, I'm not.
All right, so how do you think the Dodgers are going to do in the World Series?
That's a good follow-up.
That's the questions, Dave.
A good follow-up
really?
Question to know I'm not.
You have Megan Fox in front of you, and you go for baseball stats?
Here's my favorite.
Being from Tennessee, are you as big of a fan of Paramore as I am?
What?
That guy's worked with me too long.
Muggs, you sound amazing compared to Dave at this point.
Megan Fox just blew me a kiss. What's up?
I hate you, Dave.
Real hate him.
You could have asked anything. And you asked, are you a
Anyway, she is 26 today, so make sure you wish her a happy birthday. And, of course, from the Jackass crew, Wee Man turns 39 today. He's getting older. I'm 28. People are going to have to stop mistaking us for one another.
I've been out with Brad.
It's getting insulting.
I've been out with Brad, and only 100% of people think he's, think he's Wee Man. And I'm not exaggerating. Am I exaggerating?
Not at all.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. So, but he's getting older. Hopefully, he has some sort of like maybe his the hair turns gray. Maybe he gets some. Maybe he gets a Mike Tyson face tattoo.
Some kind of difference.
Something needs to happen.
Or and you then, need to get the tattoo.
You know what? That's what I'll do. I'll get the face tattoo.
All right,
Mike Tyson. Let's do this thing. So, yeah, he is 39, and that's gonna do it for Showbiz News. I am Brad Williams. Follow me on Twitter at @FunnyBrad. I pitter patter on the Showbiz beat.
Yeah,
thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Brad will be back because Ralph's taking one more day off. Psycho Body will also be happening tomorrow.
More midgets!
So if you're,
now, can we hook up a rematch? I mean, you're down for doing a push-up rematch with Mike Catherwood, right?
I'm game. There's a YouTube video, actually. You can actually watch the initial match between us.
And you guys did that on Loveline first time around, and he won.
No, we did it at the Weenie Roast last year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. If he is up for it, or down for it, whichever one, I would love to see it happen tomorrow.
Absolutely. Let's do that thing.
So that's tomorrow morning. We also have Dr. Drew, and we have your tickets for the Black Keys. All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and